Allied Outdoor Solutions has been a show sponsor of ours in our Houston flagship market for almost 20 years now. And it's been fun because they've gone from just a handful of folks to growing and growing and growing, doing beautiful backyard solutions to make your backyard, your front yard, your side yard, your front driveway look like a resort. And over the years, they've added Austin, San Antonio, Dallas. And what the work they do, you can see it for yourself at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com or have them come do it for you. 844-846-1010. 844-846-1010.
Lock and load. The Michael Berry Show is on the air.
Some of you will remember Matt Patrick, who did our morning news. Jimmy Barrett came in after Matt passed. It was a tough job because Matt died on the air. I mean, Matt, he died while he was still, I think he was 57 years old. Way, 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 way too young to pass away. One of my favorite Eddie Martini moments, knowing the guy for 20 years, was Matt was doing the morning show, and then he did an afternoon show on KPRC. And he was diagnosed with throat cancer. And Joe Delotti, who does a weekend show on KTRH, is always available to us for any of our medical needs. And Dr. Delotti got very involved in Matt's case. And it starts progressing. So Matt beats that first round. But boy, that's a real knockdown, right? You're going along. Life is great. And then the cancer comes back. And without saying anything, we all knew what that meant. Paula knew. His son knew. I mean, this is just, oh, wow. This is not going to be good. And It was a rough time around the station, and he stayed on the air until right before he passed. In fact, if you ever hear that broadcast, which we've played it before, you ever hear that broadcast of the last day he goes in and talks to Shara on the air before he passes, and he's like, "I'll be back," and then he passes. And man, it was tough for us. It was very tough, but to his credit, when he got cancer the second time, he went down and talked to Eddie Martini. And this is a business like everything else. Tom Brady goes in and tells the Buccaneers he's got cancer. You know, their immediate reaction is, most unfortunate. All right, who do we put in his place, right? Because it's a business. And Eddie Martini told him, in kind of a Marvin Zindler way, he said, "You've got a contract for life. Don't you worry. As long as you're alive, you'll have a contract with this company." And I just melted when I heard that. Like, wow, that in this industry, which is known as a cutthroat industry, to do that, that was like, that's the best thing I could ever say about Eddie Martini. Well, I say all that to say this. Matt Patrick and I were very close. We loved each other. We talked about our kids. We talked about our shows. We only ever had one argument. And it was ugly. And I'll tell you what it was. So, I was doing a show one day. And I grew up around a lot of alcoholism. And I was doing a show about alcoholics. And how alcoholics, once somebody hits rock bottom and goes to AA, maybe they end up in court. They got to come clean with everybody. They got to make a big life choice. They get it out there. They're like, "Hey, I'm an alcoholic." So you like, if anybody dares offer them a drink, everybody, "What are you doing?" Because like, you know, Bob doesn't drink anymore. You know, like if you're having a party and you invite Bob, you know, you got to have, non-alcoholic drink. It becomes this big thing. So I'm telling this story on air about how alcohol, you never want to get into a one-up with an alcoholic about how much they used to drink. Because if you say, hey, last night I had a fifth of whiskey, they'll go, I used to have a fifth of whiskey by 8:30, and by noon I'd had 10 of them. And it just goes on and on and on. Well, Matt had told me about his drinking experiences. And he had hit rock bottom. And to his credit, you know, you got to use your own life experiences on the air. And to his credit, Matt helped a lot of people get through addiction. And I respected that. I admired that. And I told him that. Well, Matt had decided that day I was making fun of him, which I wasn't. And he sent me a text and he said as much. And I could see where he would think that. And I was in one of those moods I get in. And I said, get over yourself. I wasn't thinking about you. You're not the only drunk I know. I know 50 others. So we later reconciled and put it behind us and laughed. And two egomaniacs, we moved on down the road. And I miss Matt Patrick, and I know some of you do as well. But I say all that to say this. So a really big fat person, food is a great joy to them. And if you're a person of moderation, you, like my wife, can't understand this because she does everything in moderation. She can't understand how sometimes you just got to blow it out. You just got to blow it out. Sometimes you got to eat. Like if I come home with two buckets of chicken and everybody else has already eaten, it's going to be one of those nights. I'm diving into that bucket of chicken and the one I... And she'll go, oh, you're going to feel bad afterwards. Yes, I know. That's kind of part of this whole self-defeating process. It's just, I can't help it. You can judge me, but that's who I am. So when Ramon texts me at 7:30 and says, I'm going to be late. Chad's on the board. It's Dads and Donuts at July School. In a way, I went to a very happy place for Ramon. Because I imagined Ramon, there's only two different states of being. Either Ramon knew it was Dads and Donuts, and he went to bed early last night. Dads and Donuts. Dads and Donuts. And this is the kind of deal, this is what drunks do, you know, with their kid. Hey, son, we're going to go to the pool, right? Because at the pool, he can get it. So there's Ramon, and he's going, hey, July, let's make sure we get to school early tomorrow, because secretly he's going to wolf down, scarf down a few extra donuts. That's one. Or the other side is he didn't know it was Dads and Donuts. He just walked July in, and there's his social anxiety, his hydration, his hydrosis is kicking in. He's nervous. He's got his shirt tucked in. Ramon doesn't like to tuck his shirt in. He's holding his kid, not because he needs to hold his kid, but that's like his wooby. He's holding his kid's his crutch, and then Dads and Donuts, all of a sudden, like, boom, Dads and Donuts, Revenge of the Nerds. Come on, we're all nerds. Come up here. So that was my imagination. And then when I get here, and Ramon's here, and I say, how many donuts did you crush? And he goes, dude, I didn't eat any donuts. It was sort of sad because it was like a part of Ramon had died. So what I thought we would do is if you are a person... And you know who you are. If you are a person who is prone, Ken Wise eating Nana bread the whole trail, I want you to call up and talk about what you used to do when you would crush food and how much you would eat and how excited you would be about it. And I want it to be such obnoxious levels of food that we almost can't believe it and how happy it made you. This is your therapy. 713-999-1000. 713-999-1000.
Here is singing. Why don't don't you get up every once in a while and serve, honey? Ask these ladies do they want a Coca-Cola or something, but don't get in that good stuff. Don't let them in that cabinet over yonder. How y'all doing? Listen, we're going to sing some more songs. Girls, put y'all hearing aids in.
Damn. No, you ain't gonna make me sing this here. I ain't sang that since school.
Shut up. That's our state
song. I don't know what the words to it is.
You don't. You so ignorant. This is the state song about the state.
Right there.
Stupid.
Yeah, I go.
Sing it on pitch this time, girl.
Texas, our Texas is always be real nice. Texas, our Texas, crawfish, gumbo, and rice. Beaumont, Port Arthur, and I'll stay over in Orange. You can go 70 miles.
Y'all don't know y'all words.
It's real, 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 real nice. Go ahead on Texas. You make me proud I'll stay here. The cigarettes is cheap, and until midnight, you can stop and buy you a beer.
All right, let's go down the line. Chris, you're on the Michael Berry Show, 713-999-1000. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I never thought I'd ever come on this radio show and talk about my gluttonous past experiences, but what I have done, and this is something that occurred over the course of over a decade. I'm 34 now. I started doing this when I was in my early 20s, about 21, 22, I would order a five-topping pizza from Papa John's, and I would decimate the entire thing. It was one of those things where I found a particular...
What would be your five toppings?
Bacon, onion, sometimes chicken, extra cheese, maybe some jalapenos. I would change it up a little bit every now and then, but those are my main favorites.
Just for variety. Because you're not boring.
Right.
So you would order the five topping just for yourself.
Exactly, yeah.
Would you get anything else with it? Some dipping sauces? Some.
Generally just your traditional, you know, I'd get my 2 liter of soda and maybe some, like, whatever dessert option that they had. But
what was your Coke of choice?
I would do this. Okay, I'm already doing horrible, so I might as well not go crazy.
Oh yeah, this is. Diet. Tell me it wasn't Diet Coke, please God. Tell me it wasn't Diet Coke.
It was Diet Pepsi, because that's all they offer. But see, now mind you, I would do this probably two or three times a month, and over the course of the last decade or plus, you know, 13, 14 years. I would bet to say I've spent a good $10,000 to $20,000 on pizza. So I can't say it's my most proud thing to admit, but it's true.
Well, no, that's why you call. That's what it's for. So what was the dessert?
I'm trying to remember what all that they've ever had. It's like some type of, cinnamon bites or sometimes they would have like some type of chocolate. Something or another, but that wasn't my focal point. I was after the pizza, honestly.
So, would you think about the pizza hours in advance, or would it be 9:30 on a Thursday night and you knew you needed to go to bed, and you're like, "Nah, screw it, I'm hungry."
It's the "I'm ready to go to bed, I'm hungry" type.
Were you living alone?
Yes, I had a roommate, but it was free for all, so. We didn't, like, plan a meal ahead of or anything.
You didn't share, did you?
Sometimes, but seldomly.
Hmm. And then when you were done and you had to look at that empty box of pizza and you knew what you had done.
I didn't feel good afterwards. I know that much. And especially taking into consideration I have health problems due to my improper eating that I've since then been trying to correct. Of course, now I'm in my mid-30s and I have diabetes and I weigh a lot. I'm over 400 pounds. I'm 6'3", and I work in security. So I'm just trying to improve myself because I have a 16-year-old son and I just can't imagine not living.
Chris, I'm not trying to justify it, but if I meet a skinny security guard, I'm not trusting him. Like, if you're going to be a big fat guy, security is the way to go. Am I right, Ramon?
I will say that I will say that there are people that say, I won't mess with this guy.
Right. Well, not even that. You sort of expect your security guard to be fat. Like, really, really fat. You don't think to yourself, yeah, well, who are you? You're a fat. You're like, okay, you're a security guard. You're fat. That's like saying to the right tackle of a football team, like, ah, that's, you get to do that. Chris, you were the perfect call to be our first call on this subject.
Thank you, sir.
And I would like to think years from now, when people look back on our show, they won't say, well, you spent a lot of time breaking down how inflation actually works and how monetary policy works and when the quantitative easing and how that creates inflation and you flush the economy full of cash. I like to think, man, that show, I remember one time he had fat people call in and say, you won't believe how much I ate. And they just sat there and talked about just eating like pigs. And I thought, man, this is Howard Stern would never. All right, let's go to John. John, you're on the Michael Berry Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Michael, thanks for letting me talk. I really enjoy your show. And my favorite foods were anything with wheat, especially pasta. I love pizza. Loved anything with sugar, cookies, cakes, you name it. And then I got a come-to-Jesus call with and my doctor said, well, you're pre-diabetic, and you're going to have to change your ways. And I've been a swimmer for 30 years, and you know, so I was in pretty good shape. But I never would lose weight. And I was up, I'm 5'11", I weighed 202. I stopped eating sugar, anything with processed sugar, and I stopped eating anything with wheat, which meant cereal. I loved cereal. I'd eat cereal at night, you know, as a snack before I went to bed. And so I'm down to 179 right now over about 6 months.
And what was the fattest you got?
About 202. I mean, I was never obese, right, but my wife complains, says, you got a beer belly, you know?
Yeah.
And my friends have told me, hey, you're looking good, you know? The guys in the locker room say, hey, if you're losing weight, I said, yeah, I've lost 20 pounds. And my goal is to
be careful, though, if they yeah, slide the soap in front of you and ask you to pick it up.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Anyway, the one thing that I'd like to just share is I see people that are obese on the street, you know, of all flavors, and I would love to be able to tell them, look, all you got to do is stop eating wheat and stop eating processed sugar, and you're going to lose some weight.
Well, I'm with you, John, but I don't want this to devolve into a health thing. I really want to celebrate, you know, like gluttonous eating and the joys of it, because
I have a buddy named Ray Briers, and he owns a company called The Pipe Yard Inc., INC.com. And if you have a project that needs carbon steel pipe, he stocks everything you need. New surplus, secondary, you name it, rat hole, mouse hole, conductor casing, pipe pile, sign pole, structural, road bores, dredging. If you're buying or selling, you got an abandoned pipeline, wherever, he'll buy it. ThePipeYardInc.com, 409-788-PIPE, 409-788-PIPE. For years, I've been bragging on the team at Allied Outdoor Solutions in Houston for the beautiful work they do to make your outdoor area, your backyard, look like a resort. Well, their business has just grown and grown organically because they do great work. Your walkways, the area around your pool, your outdoor kitchen, all of that. AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. And now, over the years, it's taken 20 years, they're now in Austin, Dallas, and San Antonio. AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. 844-846-1010. Call them at 844-846-1010.
People don't get to express that publicly. I will say this. No matter, I got up to 240. I'm 175 right now. I will tell you that every person that has a fat person deep down inside of them can identify with that feeling you get where it's late at night and nobody's looking and you're wearing your sweatpants or you're in your underwear, and delivery makes life so much better because nobody's going to see you and you go, you know what? F it. I'm going to order a pizza and I'm going to drink the whole 2 liter of Dr. Pepper. And there is a joy to watching bad television and crushing a pizza at midnight on a school night and knowing that you're going to regret this, but just the joy at that moment. And people who don't know that joy can't understand it. They just go, oh, you're going to get diabetes, or you're going to, like, people who live their lives in moderation and never blow it out. I kind of halfway feel sorry for them, because that's a, man, that's a thrill.
The Michael Berry Show.
That lady this morning, I didn't get two steps in before I passed out. Just look at these big rolls hanging on me, honey. I gotta lose some of this weight. I'm too fat to fit in a car, too fat to go in a bar, way too fat by far, honey. I can't go in no cafeteria, I can't fit in no movie theater. I'm so fat, ain't nothing funny. I sit on a recliner and watch my stories, and then I eat them TV dinners and them little candy bars. Ooh, them candy bars is good. I love them things, honey. And I smoke this and cigarettes and just get fat and fat and fat and fat. And I'm so fat, I can't go nowhere. Can't fit in nobody's car. Too fat by far, baby. I'm too fat to go to a bar. I can't sit on the stool very long or I'll absorb it. Nah. I'm a big woman. Now I know that is true. And I've never tried to lie, honey. I've never lied to you. But I'm a large one. Lane Bryant make only socks that fit me. Good Lord, I need to see a tent maker or something. It's just too fat. Oh well, let me go in there and eat some. All this made me hungry. Bye, honey. Tell your mom I love her. All right, bye.
All right, let's go to Holly, because women don't normally weigh in on this subject. It's always good to get a woman's perspective on this. Holly, you're up.
Hi, good morning. I was telling Ramon that I once went to Pluckers with my husband. We had been shopping for patio furniture, and I told him if I ate 50 wings, would he buy me the patio furniture? And he said, sure. And, of course, he didn't think I could do it. I did it. I chased it down with the largest beer that they had, and I finished with a... brownie a la mode.
Whoa, 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 whoa. You have my attention. Let's go back. Feats of feasting by a woman are impressive. Okay, so how long ago was this?
This was about a year ago.
Okay, and where did this take place?
At Pluckers in Austin.
Okay, which location? We're going to have to verify. We're going to verify. Is your man there with you?
No, he's at home working.
All right, okay, so...
It was at the Oak Hill location at 290 and 71.
Okay, what time of day was this? Let me get the full report.
It was about... It had to have been about 7:30-ish at night.
Okay, what's your height, weight?
I am 5'9", about 150.
Okay, white woman?
Yes.
Christian?
Yes.
Hair color?
I'm blonde.
What are you naturally?
I have no idea. I guess probably a dark blonde, a dark brown.
Do you color it?
I do.
Okay. And how old are you?
49.
Oh, you sound like you're about 31. Okay. All right. And so what's happening with you and your man? Like, we all were already going to Pluckers and you got this wild idea, or was it a, I'm going to go crush 50 wings, let's go to Pluckers?
No, I had been asking to get new patio furniture for our patio, and he was like, we really don't need it. So we went to Chair King in Lakeway, and we were looking at patio furniture, and I kind of picked out kind of what I liked.
Okay.
And
what were you wearing?
Pluckers is my favorite. It was football season, so probably jeans and, you know, a t-shirt or something. I usually just, I have a uniform.
Okay. Are you wearing makeup at this point?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we were going out. We just happened to stop by Chair King, and I had been begging for chicken wings, and so we went.
Okay, what's going on with your hair at this point?
Oh, I have very long blonde hair. Very
okay. Is it pulled back?
Tons of hair. No, I just need it, yeah.
Are you kind of made up, like this is date night?
I mean, I'm not a big, fancy person. I'm very casual.
But I mean, you've made yourself more presentable than usual.
Yeah, I had cute little booties on, and I was wearing like a little motor jacket with jeans.
Okay, all right, I got the vibe. All right, okay. So y'all are at Chair King, and then take me, how do you get from there to 50 Wings at Pluckers? You have my attention.
So he was taking me to Pluckers after, because I love going there and watching football. And
okay, how did it happen that y'all were going to go to Pluckers? Did he go, you're a good girl, I'm taking you to Pluckers? Or were you like, hey, let's go to Pluckers? Like, how did that happen?
No, I said, I want to go to Pluckers. And he was like, all right. So we get in the car and we go to Pluckers, and we sit down at the bar because they have all the TVs. And I think the Packers were playing, and it had to have been deep into playoff season. Anyway.
Please tell me y'all aren't those people in Texas who claim to be Packers fans, but you're not from Wisconsin.
No. Okay. I just remember
that. That always bothers me.
Yeah, okay. No.
All right, so go ahead.
No, I'm a Houstonian. I am not a Packers fan. So I was looking at the menu, and I saw...
Hold on, you gotta keep the phone right to your mouth.
I saw that they had, you know, 50 wings or whatever, and I said...
Oh, like there was a 50-wing challenge.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I was unaware. Okay.
Yeah. It's like the old 96ers, you know, on the great outdoors.
Okay. All right. So
I said, if I eat these 50 wings, will you buy me the patio furniture?
Okay.
And he said,
oh, hold on
sure.
Right there. This may be the story. This girl right here. This is Holly. Put her to the front of the line every time. This is a story. I mean, this is what love's all about. Your girl's like, if I eat 50, yeah, I'll buy you whatever you want. So when Michael T was little, some of you miss these days of when your kid was little, and there were certain things you could do that would make your kids laugh. And one of mine was I could pull my shorts up to right underneath my chest. And I would do this walk thing where I would cock my head way back and I would like throw my knees high up into the air. And I would walk with my belly distended. And he thought that was the funniest thing. Well, now he doesn't think it's funny anymore. I still do it, but it's like, Dad, okay, I'm not four anymore. And the other one was, we could be driving along, and I could start a story with, so, there was this big, fat woman, and he would just lose his mind laughing. And it was a funny, and that wasn't a story. I'd just start with that, and that was the funniest thing ever. So Shirley Q. Liquor heard me tell that story, and then Shirley Q. made a series of bedtime stories for Michael T., and Ramon dug them out, and I forgot we had them, and they were in that vein.
Oh, I wish y'all leave me alone so I could get me a good nap up in here. And now, a bedtime story wrote specifically for Michael T. Berry. Once upon a time, and this is true, there used to be this big, fat woman that stayed down the street from me. She was so fat. This woman was so fat she had to use Goodyear tires for shoes, honey. The woman was so fat she couldn't fit in her own bathroom. When she needed to take a shower, she go outside and stand in the rain, honey, buck naked. One time she got so hungry, she ate 300,000 chicken McNuggets. And then she has suffocated, honey. A big fat woman sitting over there suffocating on her egg McMuffin and her chicken McNuggets. And then she had died because she has suffocated to death. The end.
Oh, you killed that poor woman.
I wonder if Louise Jefferson ever had to do something this ignorant.
Okay, Holly, you are definitely the call of the year. So, all right, so you and your man are going out for that. You almost don't have kids.
We do. We have daughters. We have two daughters.
Okay, so how long ago was this plucker story?
It was like a year ago.
Okay, and where are the kids during all this?
Who knows? They were teenagers with their friends.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
And so, what do you do for a living?
I don't.
And what does your man do for a living?
He's in the oil business.
Does he do pretty well?
Yeah.
How much you guess he makes?
Yeah, he does. Oh, gosh. I don't know.
300?
I really don't know. Maybe, yeah.
Do you check the bank account?
No, I just periodically ask if we have any money.
That's kind of quaint. I like it. Okay, so.
So it's truly the case when
you want the outdoor furniture, you don't know how much is in the account. It's just a question of, you know, I got to make goo-goo eyes at him and maybe I'll get the outdoor furniture. Okay. All right. So y'all stop.
I mean, it's pretty easy.
No, yeah. I got it. Look, we're weak. Trust me. So y'all go to Chair King and you, is this wicker? What kind of outdoor furniture is it?
It's kind of like a, I guess it's kind of wicker, but it's really nice. It's like a sofa and two swivelly chairs and 10 tables.
And what did y'all have before?
Yeah. We had, like, something we had bought when we lived in Houston. It was, like, something we just bought at Lowe's, and it was just, like, a five-piece set.
You just dragged it around. Okay, does this have cushions on it? Because my wife has, I don't know why we have to do cushions, because then we have to bring the cushions in and put the cushions out and bring the cushions in. It's like pillows on the bed. Yep. I don't know who these pillows on the bed are for.
Yeah, they're, like, some umbrella, you know.
Are you a pillows on the bed girl?
It's covered. Oh, yeah.
Can you explain to me who these pillows are for?
Just three.
I don't understand why we have pillows on the bed. We take the pillows off every night, and then I come home, and there's the pillows again.
Well, to be honest, I do make the bed, but I usually just keep the pillows on the floor, and then I make it like, you know, if somebody's coming over, I'll put the pillows on.
Okay, all right. Okay, so you got your heart set on this, and y'all sit down at Pluckers, and you say, if I eat the 50-wing challenge, will you buy, you say that?
Yeah. I said, you know, hey, if I eat all this, can I get the furniture? And he's like, yeah, sure. And the furniture was like $5,000. Like, it wasn't like.
No, it's a big deal. Like, you're going to have to push through this.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, and I'll probably have it till I die. So.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so then.
He's like, yeah.
I can't find it on their website. What's it called?
I have no idea.
All right.
I just know on the menu at that time they had like 50 wings or something. And I was like,
okay.
I could do this.
All right. So do the 50 wings come with the sauce? Because that would make it harder. Or are they undressed?
Well, you can get it any way you want it. But I usually, at that moment, I knew if I added, like, I'd like the buffalo sauce, but I knew I wouldn't make it.
Right.
So I just got mild sauce and ranch dressing. Just kept it easy.
Okay.
And
so do they bring all 50 out at once, or do they bring them in shifts?
Yeah, they brought two baskets of 25.
Okay, so when it comes out, do you look at it and you're like, "Oof, this is," are you getting your mind right?
Well, yeah, I mean, I mean, if I say I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it.
Okay.
So I just was like, all right, Holly, just get after it.
Yeah. So at what point in the 50 are you thinking to yourself, this was a bad idea?
Never. It was one of the best decisions I ever made.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So
I had a blast.
So you hit all 50 and then you also had the dessert?
Yes, because I was like, I might as well just go out with a bang. And I had a big, giant beer, a draft beer.
Yeah.
Was
he cheering for you? Beer, were people gathered around?
No. Well, the bartender was really sweet. But my husband was like, I cannot believe you are doing this. And when he pretty much had no faith in me whatsoever.
Right.
But when I finished the first basket, he was, you know, we were kind of laughing, and then I just hit it. I hit the last one.
Did it make you, did it give you a sense of accomplishment that he had such pride in his girl? Like, yeah, he was looking at the bartender like, that's my girl.
I don't think so.
Did y'all go straight from there to Chair King?
We went from Chair King to Pluckers.
But yeah. No, but at this point, you haven't purchased the outdoor furniture yet.
Yeah, no, I did the next day.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so that night, did you wake up in the middle of the night and your stomach is just shredded, or just you're like a pro, like a champ? You just.
I just kind of, you know, finished the day strong.
Mm-hmm.
And then I woke up the next morning and I just drank water until dinner. It was a little much for me, but I haven't been back since. And it didn't ruin it for me, but...
Do y'all still talk about that day?
We do.
Do you think about how hard you had to work for that outdoor furniture?
I do.
Allied Outdoor Solutions has been a show sponsor of ours in our Houston flagship market for almost 20 years now. And it's been fun because they've gone from just a handful of folks to growing and growing and growing, doing beautiful backyard solutions to make your backyard, your front yard, your side yard, your front driveway look like a resort. And over the years, they've added Austin, San Antonio, Dallas. And what the work they do, you can see it for yourself at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com or have them come do it for you. 844-846-1010. 844-846-1010.